Mr. George, sir. I guess my concern is that your testimony is that the anniversary date of a policy typically in workers' comp is, it varies when the underwriting took place. So they fall due all year round. So
that's correct.
It's conceivable that with the March 1 premium tax, if you bought a policy sometime in February of the year, of next year, assuming this bill were to pass, you would pay your full premium tax on March 1, and then starting on, would that be prorated?
If, Mr. Chairman, it'd be similar to your income tax. The tax year is January 1 to January 1, but you pay in April. So it isn't a March.
Okay, so whatever, is it a prorated share of how much premium you paid in the prior calendar year?
You know, I'm not going to say I'm sure enough to tell you.
Mr. Lohr's
the answer to that. But yes, the director could probably.
Mr. Lohr, can you help us with that one?
Mr. Chairman, I don't know the answer here, but I hope there's someone there in Juneau with you. Go from the division.
Anybody?
Is Campbell still there?
No, Katie's not here. I don't think anybody's here.
I'll get back to you on that question if I might.
Yeah, there's a couple questions about that. I'm concerned about this whole spreadsheet, how it fits together in that transition point. And I want to thank Mr. George for bringing that up because it was something on my mind.
Mr. Chairman, there's one other point, and my recollection is, and I'm not sure exactly how it fits with excess insurance, but as I recall, there is an exemption for municipalities paying premium tax now, at least on certain lines of coverage.
Kevin, you know anything about that? You know it. You pay it.
No, sir. If we pay it, it would be our reinsurers that are paying it. Because, again, we're self-insured, essentially, the way we're working. So
we have the answer.
I've been corrected by the state risk manager, and it is only on surplus lines that the tax is different. So this would not apply to workers' comp.
There's no premium tax on surplus lines, or there is?
There is, but the exemption is for that tax. So municipalities are not exempted from premium tax on workers' comp. So I stand corrected.
The exemption. Is it too late today, or have I been in Juneau too long?
But it's a dry rain.
I know. They have they pay it the tax or not? Yes or no?
I believe now I stand corrected that if a municipality buys workers' comp insurance, that the insurance company will add on premium tax, charge it to the municipality, and then turn it around and pay the premium tax to the state on municipal workers' comp. Yes.
And it's based usually for the excess lines because they're self-insured. Yeah.
You don't want to go there. It's just different.
I mean, the other issue would be whether, for example, we heard testimony that there's third-party administrators for these programs, and so would that be part of the whole claim payments, the fees charged by the third-party administrator to operate their program, or do they get to net those out of that?
Mr. Chairman, as I understand it, what Division of Workers' Comp is looking for is the amount that's on the check that's handed to the employee, or probably to the doctor or for medical and that, but wouldn't include claims payments and that. But, I mean, wouldn't include administrative fees, adjusting fees, and all are not part of the claim for this purpose.
That's why I want a well-defined and clear definition so there's no ambiguity about that very issue.
You know, I think it is well-defined, but the way the statute is written, no, the administrative costs and those types of costs wouldn't be included in those. It would just strictly be the workers' comp payments, and that's what is reported in the annual report. And I can give you an example of the kind of costs that are reported in the annual report, if you like.
But that's basically what your testimony was, and it ties into that, the language in the statute there, that subsection M.
Yes.
So that basically would be your driving point for the definition. So let's make sure we get it clear.
Okay.
You know, what exactly, so you just have to plug in the number to the formula so it's clear. Mr. George, I want to thank you for that, and we'll have the director look into that.
Thank you.
Mr. Lohr.
Yes, Mr. Chairman.
Yeah, I think you follow the gist here. We need your support. If you could get back to the committee as soon as possible, no later than Wednesday, hopefully we'll be able to take this back up then. Regarding the calculation on the premium tax now for this and excess lines, and how that would, the March 1 date impacts would, looking at House Bill 378. And I would appreciate it. You might want to talk to Mr. Grassi and the folks at DOL about their transitional elements here and how all this is going to fit together from your perspective, the system and developing their spreadsheet. Maybe it would be helpful.
I'll certainly do that. I'll make contact with him and get you an answer by Wednesday.
And is there anything else, Mr. Lohr, that you might want to point out about the rights of subrogation or any other issues that the department may have looked at the bill?
No, Mr. Chairman. Basically, the division views this as our duty under current statute is to collect the premium tax at the established rate by the legislature and deposit those funds in the unrestricted general fund. And I don't think it's the place of the division to advise on the policy question of the most effective way for the legislature to fund the workers' comp division.
Okay. Thank you very much, Mr. Lohr. With that, anybody else wish to testify? Seeing that? Thank you very much, folks.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
All right, at 5:10.